This summer at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, we'll present perennial favorites like the Fryhopper Saratoga Jazz Festival, the New York City Ballet, the Philadelphia Orchestra, as well as Opera Saratoga. Also, all kinds of beautiful, new, wonderful programming. So much that we invited Elizabeth Sobel, who is the SPAC president, to come in and to tell us all about it and to get us excited for the coming months at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Elizabeth back to the roundtable. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you. Always happy to be back at WAMC.
It's a delight to have you. And, you know, you and I had lunch a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about what's going on. And my goodness, congratulations on the beautiful work you're doing and the amazing things and the transformation of the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. It's just beautiful.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
So let us begin with some of the physical stuff. It'll look a little different when you attend SPAC this year.
Yes, it will. You know, I think that one of the benefits of somebody coming in from anew and looking, for instance, at the physical plant of SPAC, it's such an amazing place and the park location. But the things that I saw when I started walking around the campus my first spring were crumbling limestone and some rusting metal and things like that. And so we've undertaken a very serious campaign to enhance and restore SPAC for 21st century audiences, because it is 53 years old. So when people come this summer, what they're going to see first is the replaced ramps. We replaced aging ramps with rusting metal and old canvas with beautiful glass and stainless steel, code-compliant ramps, handrails with beautiful new lighting. And so we've maintained the tradition with the beautiful lollipop lighting, but we've also made it much more modern, much safer, more elegant.
Well, and that is just the beginning, and there are other things on the way, which is very exciting for Saratoga and, of course, for SPAC. So let's talk about some of the programming, some of the things that are coming up, and I guess we should begin with one of the things that's coming up in just a few days, which is the Festival of Young Artists. The
yes.
Adirondack Trust Company is putting some bucks behind this, and
yes.
you get to work with them and putting on this incredible festival. So tell us, first of all, the importance of why you wanted to do this and what ultimately people can expect.
So I think that it's really exciting to have an opportunity to talk to people about how our education program is growing exponentially. When I got to Saratoga and to SPAC, we were serving about 5,000 children. As of today, we are serving over 38,000 kids throughout the capital region. And last year, our director of education, Dennis Mensch, came to me, actually 2 years ago, and said, it's so impressive how many talented, creative young people there are in the capital region. And we at SPAC want to do something to encourage and promote and cultivate that. So he put together something called the Festival of Young Artists. We had over 400 young artists from all over the capital region, and including poets, painters, musicians from the Capital District Youth Chorale, Empire State Youth Orchestra, dancers from Northeast Ballet. This year, we're welcoming over 600 young artists, all of those participants, as well as the National Museum of Dance School of the Arts. So it was truly one of the most moving and incredible things I've experienced last year in the time I've been at SPAC. So this year, it's going to be even more incredible.
So this is a very festive celebration. We should note that it's free.
It's free.
You can sign up online and learn how to do it there. It's a free event, but it's not bad to register. And it ultimately culminates in this beautiful concert on the SPAC stage.
It does. So the afternoon, it's really from 2 to about 5. And so for a couple of hours out on the on the grounds of SPAC, we have multiple small stages set up. And so there are, you know, poetry readings and collaborative works between dancers and musicians and choral performances, vocal performances, and just a celebration out on the grounds. And then at the end, around 4 p.m., we have the Haudenosaunee singers and dancers. They do a performance and then lead a procession into the amphitheater. And so there's an hour-long performance that's been choreographed, staged, and new work arrangements all created so that there's this massive celebration on the spec stage with these hundreds and hundreds of kids all performing together. That's really something.
Very, very cool. It is the Festival of Young Artists, and it takes place on this Sunday, June 2nd at 2 o'clock. And you can find out more information and register for the free event by going to spec.org. Then there's also opera that weekend, which is very cool.
Exactly.
Opera Saratoga that you'll be presenting. And I do want to get to Spec on Stage. This is something that you started from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. I will admit to you,
you
Elizabeth,
haven't been.
That, no, I've
Not
been.
Yet.
I have been. Though when you first mentioned it, I thought, I wonder. And then it's the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
really neat.
It's one of my favorite things, and I think it's become an audience favorite because not only are we, when I got to SPAC and I saw, you know, there's a little bit of a polarization of like Live Nation over on one side and classics on the other. And, you know, from my many years in the artist management and record business, we all know that the reality of the world today isn't like these silos of music. There's so much music in the middle and all in the cracks and crevices. And I personally am excited by musics where genres bump up against each other and throw sparks. And that's what we've tried to do with Spec on Stage in terms of the talent. But also, everything happens on the stage. 350 attendees and the artists are all on the stage, and it's very intimate, very visceral, very unlike anything else we do at SPAC, frankly.
And that was one of the things that surprised me, is just how intimate it was, because I thought you would be like a lot of people in a small space and it would feel like you're sort of lost, but it's not. You feel enveloped, and it's so beautiful.
I love that word. Thank you. Yes, yeah. You are enveloped. And all the rules that the supposed rules that normally apply in the amphitheater, a classical concert, like no clapping, no videoing, no photos, no getting up in the middle of the concert, like all the bets are off on this one. It's more like a cabaret or club feel to it. You know, you can get up and refresh your drink, you can dance, you can take photos, as long as you're respectful to your, you know, fellow ticket buyers and attendees. It's almost like a party. It's like true enjoyment.
So let's talk about what some of the highlights are.
Yeah.
Of Spec on Stage.
Right. So we originally had Anushka Shankar, daughter of Ravi Shankar. Alas, has had to cancel due to medical reasons, but the stars aligned and we were able to bring in one of my favorite artists of all time, Buika, powerhouse singer with her powerhouse all-female band. She's Spanish, like daughter of African immigrants. She's been called by NPR. She's been given the Voice of Freedom, and she's actually going to end up being on the Jimmy Kimmel show right the night before SPAC.
That's very cool.
So it's pretty cool.
It's Wednesday, June 19th.
Wednesday, June 19th.
Event. And other highlights of that for Spec on Stage?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. They're all highlights. There's Tony Sukar, who's Afro-Peruvian music, and I worked with him when I was at Universal. Phenomenal energy, phenomenal virtuosity. We've got Red Bharat, which is kind of Brooklyn hipster meets the Punjab. And we've got Banda Magda, who bring Greek and Latin American all sorts of stuff together.
So you'll come back and we'll talk about sort of a month by month. We'll do that. Okay, that'd be great.
Cool.
But I know these things sell out quick, so I want to make sure people have an opportunity. So there is that. Spec on Stage, so check that out. And then, of course, as I mentioned in the introduction, there are all the things that we expect from Spec, like the Jazz Fest.
Right. So I think there's two words I need to say there. George Benson, Nora Jones.
Done.
Incredible.
There you go. It's the 29th and 30th, Saturday and Sunday. And that, I mean, that really is, not only is that a huge event for those of us that live in this region, but as far as I know, when you talk to people, when I'm in line for either the bathroom or a drink, they're from all over the place.
They are all over. I mean, it's an interesting bit that 50% of our ticket sales for Jazz Fest come from way outside of the capital region. Just two little things there, or not so tiny, but, you know, it's been part of my mission to make sure that SPAC is not only bringing in international and nationally known artists, but really supporting the local artists in our region. And so not only our jazz bar, the live sessions at the jazz bar have local, you know, we hired local artists for that. But this year, for the first time, the amphitheater stage on both Saturday and Sunday. The lead artist, like kicking off the day, will be two Capital Region High School jazz bands, Saratoga High School Jazz Band and Shaker. So, you know, we're going to have those students will lead off the amphitheater lineup, and then they're going to have meet and greets with some of the jazz greats that are part of the roster that later day. Of course, we've got Friday night, second year, thanks to our partnership with the Saratoga Chamber, Jazz Fest Friday on Friday night. So the whole city is thrown open to promoting live jazz and really giving ticket buyers who are coming in from out of town something to do Friday night, but also just celebrating the incredible jazz city that Saratoga is.
Elizabeth Sobel is the president of the Saratoga Performing Arts Center and is our guest this morning, and we're thrilled to talk about all the cool things happening at SPAC this summer. SPAC.org for more information, and we'll give that out again at the end of our segment. Of course, the other huge thing that people always expect is the New York City Ballet. They are back. They're doing incredible work, and that'll be mid-July. And what better way to spend a summer evening?
Indeed. Yes, indeed. And I have to say, like, this is my third season, and this is the New York City Ballet season, I think, is the most exciting. We're so delighted to be working with the new directors, artistic directors of New York City Ballet, John Stafford and Wendy Whalen. And the repertoire process this year was so collaborative. Needless to say, we pay homage to the great George Balanchine in a lot of big ways. But we've also got, you know, Coppelia, this production had its premiere on the SPAC stage many decades ago. And my favorite night, this is the second annual SPAC premieres by 21st century choreographers. This is a night of things that the SPAC audience or the Capital Region audience will not have seen unless they went into the city to see it this year. So that's always a really spectacular night of new ballets.
Before we start talking about the orchestra and other things happening, you also have, you were telling me about the drummers of Japan.
Yes.
This Yamato, is that how that's pronounced?
Yes, Yamato. So when I was at IMG, I had the great privilege to work with the great Japanese taiko group Kodo. And I'm a huge believer in, like, drumming as one of the most elemental expressions. And so Yamato bring this, like, ancient tradition of drumming and movement. We've really tried to focus on that global night, which, you know, first year we had Che Malumbo, the all-male dance and percussion group. Last year, Trinity Irish Dance brings music and the percussion of the feet. And this is bringing these massive drums and virtuosity and athleticism that are going to be so just viscerally thrilling.
Then, of course, the orchestra comes back in August and will be a major part of that part of the summer.
Yes. So we've got the brilliant Yannick Nezet-Séguin, music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra, is with us once again for 2 weeks, which is miraculous considering that he took over the reins of the Metropolitan Opera early and a year earlier or 2 years earlier. So we're thrilled that he's coming back. We also, this year, working much more collaboratively with the Philadelphia Orchestra, have really dug into what they have not performed at SPAC over the years, and that includes the great Mozart Requiem, has never been done at SPAC. So we'll close on August 17 with Yannick conducting the great Mozart Requiem with phenomenal singers. One of the real highlights this summer is that Wynton Marsalis and Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra are coming up to do Wynton's own Swing Symphony, which will be Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and the Philadelphia Orchestra on the stage together.
So. And WAMC night.
You are so right. Oh, my God. Well, everybody hopefully is going to be hearing a lot about that.
That's right.
Night.
We'll be talking a lot about that. So very, very cool. In our time we have left, I want to leave time for anything that we could have forgotten. But I also want to mention that normally in the beginning of September, we would expect the Wine and Food Festival. But you, and I think this is a brilliant move, you moved it.
Yes.
And so now it's on the 4th and 5th. So this is kind of a save the date thing, because we'll talk more about it. But
yeah,
save the date.
October 4 and 5, Wine and Food, with a very different narrative around sustainability. We're really turning it into a celebration of the culinary and the cultural bounty of the region. So you're going to see art and music as well as sustainability.
You have the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center once again, I assume?
Yes, and they, by the way, are coming. Every single work of the 23 works they perform over six performances is a work they have never performed at SPAC before.
Oh, that's neat. So yeah. It's all new.
It's all new. Yeah.
Everything.
Yep.
Are we forgetting anything? I know there's a billion things going on.
Live sessions at the Jazz Bar, and we will also be, last year we looked at the nexus of art and cosmos through our Out of This World Festival.
Yes.
This year we begin an exploration of water through the lens of science, history, and art, and we'll be making an announcement soon about the incredible speakers lineup we have coming up.
Last year was incredible, and I think that's just such a neat thing to do. Also, real quick, for an event that you're doing in March, that this is an event you're doing with Cafe Lena, but the Fred Hirsch event.
Oh, gosh, thank you for remembering. So we wanted to celebrate Friday night, June 28th, as Jazz Fest Friday, but it's also the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots.
Yes.
And so we Fred Hirsch embodies all of that. He's an 18-time Grammy-nominated artist, one of the great jazz pianists of our time. He also was the first out and HIV positive jazz musician going back years. And so he's written a memoir that talks about the influence of Stonewall on his life and the progression of his career. So he's going to not only be playing two sets, but he's going to be reading from his book and talking about the importance of Stonewall on the development of his career.
And on the anniversary.
On the anniversary, yes.
Amazing stuff. All of it, you can find out information about the entire SPAC calendar of events by going to SPAC.org. It all starts in just a few days with the Youth Festival, but you can find about it all by going to SPAC.org. Elizabeth Sobel, what a great pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Have a beautiful season, and I know you'll be coming back and telling us much more in detail as we work our way through.
Thank you so much. Always love being here.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, you can find out more information at SPAC.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.